In this bulletin, Prime Minister Scott Morrison avoids apologising for the government's handling of the Omicron wave. Further severe storms in South Australia have rendered remote towns inaccessible. And in sport, Tonga's rugby union coach will lead an all-star Tongan invitational side in a match to raise funds for the Pacific Islands recovery effort. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. The Prime Minister has conceded that voters are frustrated after a summer marked by the Omicron wave of COVID-19, rising coronavirus deaths and a shortage of rapid antigen tests. Addressing the National Press Club in Canberra, Scott Morrison admitted that he hadn't got everything right when it came to his government's handling of the pandemic, but shied away from offering an apology to voters.
From the outset of the pandemic, I've said our twin goals have been to save lives and to save livelihoods. This is how we protect our Australian way of life. And I've always sought to balance our health objectives with our broader societal and economic well-being. We must respect the virus, but we must not live in fear of it.
Mr. Morrison announced a sweeping list of packages during his speech, including an extra $209 million to support aged care workers and $666 million for NDIS providers. Retailers charging excessive prices for rapid antigen tests could be taken to court by the country's consumer monitoring watchdog. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission will allow the federal police to arrest people they find charging more than a 20% markup on the tests after they received more than 4,000 complaints in a month over the price of the COVID-19 home testing kits. ACCC Chair Rod Sims explains that retailers charging overinflated prices will be publicly named.
Excessive pricing in and of itself is not against the law, but excessive pricing of rapid antigen tests in the middle of a pandemic, that can amount to unconscionable conduct. And I'm hoping we'll get some people before the courts in relation to that.
Regions of outback South Australia have been hit with further storms and flash flooding, prompting the closure of many major roads and hundreds of call-outs to rescue services. The state's remote AP Wylands have been hardest hit, with over 160 millimetres of rain overnight, about half the town's annual rainfall. The extreme weather event has cut off the major Stuart Highway with an expected 12 days until water subsides. Chief Officer of SA's State Emergency Service, Chris Beattie, says outback areas north of Port Augusta are expecting further heavier rainfall throughout Tuesday.
Many roads are closed, impassable or dangerous. Please stay away. Or if you're in these locations, stay put and rethink non-essential travel.
The Reserve Bank of Australia says it is prepared to remain patient before lifting interest rates, but will end its bond buying program as of February 10th. As broadly predicted, the RBA left the cash rate at a record low of 0.1% at Tuesday's monthly board meeting, the first of 2022. RBA Governor Philip Lowe says while inflation has picked up, it is too early to conclude that it is sustainably within the 2-3% target range. To sport, Tonga rugby union coach Teo Tai Kefu will lead an all-star Tongan invitational side against a vintage Queensland Reds team to raise funds for the devastated Pacific Island nation. The charity match will be a 40-minute curtain raiser to the Reds Super Rugby Pacific home opener on February 19th at Brisbane. Public donations will be sent to a direct impact on-ground organisation assisting Tonga's recovery efforts after the eruption of the underwater volcano and subsequent tsunami in January. The disaster was heavily felt across Australia's rugby community, given many players' strong family ties to Tonga. Kefu says it means a great deal to his family and the community to get the opportunity to raise funds for his people. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny 34. Adelaide, partly cloudy 22. Melbourne, cloudy and 20. Hobart, similar conditions 17. Canberra, a shower or two 21. Wollongong, showers 23. Sydney, more rain 25. Newcastle, much the same 25 degrees. Brisbane, hot and humid with a possible storm 35. Cairns, a shower or two 33. And Darwin, showers and a possible storm 31. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.